Welcome to the Champion's Corner, where sales training meets the mindset of a champion. I'm Mark Kelly McLean, former Canadian champion, world bronze medalist, and your coach in the world of sales. I took the discipline, focus, and resilience from boxing and brought it into business. Here, we turn sales pros into sales champions with real tactics and winning mindsets. So lace up, keep your guard up, and let's get to work. You're in the Champion's Corner. Welcome back to the Sales Effectiveness Series. I'm Mark Kelly McLean, and today we're stepping into round two. You know, we did round one, as you're well aware, was the champion's mindset. I hope you had the chance to listen. A lot of great feedback there, a lot of things you can do in regards to improving your champion's mindset. So if you haven't had the chance, please go back and take a look at round one. Anyway, into round two, first contact. What I like to call throwing the jab. In boxing, the jab is everything. It's the setup punch, the range finder, the tool that keeps you in control. You can't win without a great jab. No fans or buts. And in sales, the first contact, the first call, email, or handshake is your jab. Done right, it opens the door to opportunity. Done wrong, you're not doing well. You're off on the wrong foot right away. So why does the jab matter? Well, ask any great boxer and they'll tell you. The jab is the most important punch. It's not flashy. It doesn't always knock people out, but it sets up everything else. Ali used the jab to frustrate opponents, and he did well. Lennox Lewis, my teammate, used his jab like a spear, controlling distance and pace. I've seen him many times in the ring, especially as an amateur, and he did exceptionally well. There was nobody that even come close to him, and his jab was phenomenal. He was able to keep people at a distance every single time. And he'd set them up with a big right hand or an uppercut as well. Very solid. In sales, the jab is your first contact. It may not close the deal, but it sets up every move after. A sloppy jab in the ring gets countered. A sloppy first contact in sales gets ignored. I'm going to break down key elements of a great jab comparing boxing and sales. Okay, so the first one is timing. In boxing, a jab at the wrong time gets you caught. Every fighter knows that if you throw the jab at the wrong time, you could get an overhand right, they could slip, overhand right again, left uppercut. You got to be very careful. In sales, reach out when it matters. Research the right moment, the right need, the right context. The second thing is accuracy. In boxing, a jab to the chest or gloves, it's wasted. Okay, you want it sharp, right on target. In sales, your first message should hit a prospect's pain point, not a generic check-in. Okay, be very persistent in your delivery. Three, consistency. Boxing, jabs come in volume. One jab, it just isn't enough. It doesn't throw them off. You need continual jabs, multiple jabs. In sales, one email won't do it. Champions follow up with persistence, not desperation. Fourth, confidence. In boxing, a weak jab tells your opponent you're unsure. Okay, you want that jab to be stiff and fast and snap, and just snap it in their face. Sales, a hesitant tone on the phone loses the prospect. Deliver with belief and energy. Okay, so again, when you're making that phone call, deliver with belief and energy. Don't have a hesitant tone. You know, don't lose the prospect that way because you want to keep sharp. So how do we sharpen our sales jab? Well, I'm going to share some drills to master that first contact. Champions don't just throw punches in the dark. They drill. Here are some practical exercises you can use, okay? So 10-second rule. When calling, be ready with a sharp, valuable opener in the first 10 seconds. Prospects decide fast if they're going to listen. Example, I notice your team is expanding into new markets. I've helped others in your space grow without adding headcount. Can I share a quick insight with you? That's one question. Next thing, jabs combination drill. Practice writing three message sequences, email, call, LinkedIn, just like throwing a 1-2 combo, stack your outreach. Each touch should build on the last. The mirror drill. Record yourself delivering your opening pitch. Listen for confidence. Champions don't whisper their jab, they snap it. sparring partner. Pair with a colleague and role play your first calls. Have them push back and not interested or busy. Your job is to keep control, just like keeping an opponent at bay with your jab. You know, I'll never forget watching Lennox Lewis fight. I mean, I've seen him fight many times live. You know, his jab was so strong, fighters couldn't even get close to him. You know, before they even thought about throwing a punch, he'd already set the rhythm of the fight. That's how first contact works in sales. If you start strong, you set the rhythm of the relationship. But if you start sloppy, you know, mumbling, unprepared, or too generic, the prospect controls the pace, and you're the one chasing the whole time. The jab gives you control. First contact in sales does the same. I want to give you a challenge. It's your round two challenge, and it's about sharpening your jab. So craft one killer opening line that immediately brings you value. Okay, one line. And practice it. Build a three-step outreach combo for your top prospects. Lastly, I want you to record yourself making first contact and check your tone. Does it snap like a champion's jab or drag like a lazy punch? Remember, champions win with fundamentals, and in sales, all starts with the jab. The first contact that opens every door. Okay, that's round two. And round three, we'll move into building trust, or what I call working the body. See you in the next round.
That's it for this round of the Champions Corner. If you're serious about leveling up, head over to markkellymclain.com and join my free VIP club. You'll get access to knockout sales strategies in every new podcast episode. While you're there, sign up for my sales training program or book me to lead a seminar for your team. I'm Mark Kelly McLean. Stay sharp, stay hungry, and I'll see you in the next episode.